This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that national interest cannot be compromised just to meet trade agreement deadlines. The minister said trade agreements should be win-win for both sides. Mr. Goyal was speaking at the 9th Global Technology Summit in New Delhi yesterday.
In the case of free trade agreements, these are indicative timelines. We aspire for those timelines. But end of the day, it has to be a win-win for both sides. It has to be a fair, equitable and balanced solution. Just to meet a deadline, you cannot compromise national interest.
Mr. Goyal highlighted the opportunities that lie ahead for India in reshaping global trade, especially with trusted partners such as the United States. Speaking on free trade agreements, the minister stated that while timelines are aspirational, national interests cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines, asserting that it must be equitable, fair and mutually beneficial. The center has operationalized a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emerging trade issues. The Commerce and Industry Ministry, in a statement, said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues, and regulatory or compliance issues, among others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Dhaval Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jayashankar said that this is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks. Mr. Rubio, in his post, said U.S. extradited Dhaval Rana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. He said, together with India, U.S. has long sought justice for the 166 people, including six Americans, who lost their lives in these attacks. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chetru forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in the forest of Chetru area of the district. After initial contact, the terrorists managed to escape. However, a fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of firing. The security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to the Bhandarwa area of Doda district to keep a track on terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly districts of Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temple since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa and Sundar Kant and Akhand Ramayana are being recited at the temples on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to the countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that with the blessings of Sankat Mochan, Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy, happy and prosperous. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit the historic Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra this morning to pay homage to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj on the occasion of the Warrior King's 345th death anniversary. Mr. Shah arrived in Pune last night. The Union Minister will attend the 75th anniversary celebrations of Gujarati publication in Mumbai in the evening. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will host Gujarat Titans in Lucknow from 3:30 p.m. While in the second clash of the day, Punjab Kings will face home team Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.